This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Blown Off time, and June is here. Oh, and it's June. Isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
Or I guess coincidental. June, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi.
Are you getting blown off by somebody?
Yeah, I am. And first of all, I don't like getting blown off.
No, nobody really does.
Yeah, I mean, it's the worst.
Nobody calls up and goes, woohoo, I'm getting blown off.
Yeah.
Well, who's blowing you off? Tell us the dealio.
Okay, well, the guy I'm getting blown off with, it's kind of really bothering me because we've seen each other for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And he's really cool, and we get along. How we met is kind of interesting, but our relationship hasn't been weird or anything like that.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I'm just trying to figure out what's the deal.
You said his name's Cliff.
Cliff.
All right, and where did you guys first meet? And give me a little bit of your history.
Cliff and I met at a strip club.
Hot dog. I like this story.
There you go.
I don't work there.
So, oh, okay.
Oh. Were you a patron there? Were you like...
No. My friend works there.
Oh.
And she left her key, so I had to bring her key.
Okay.
So gotcha.
When I was bringing her key and I was walking back, this guy that was outside, and he said hi and said what's up, because I had to wait for her because she was in the back doing her thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I had to wait for outside, so I was waiting for outside to give her the key. This guy's up here and we start talking, and he goes, oh, I want to, let's go get a drink. And I was like, well, not in here.
Yeah, right.
Wait a minute, you met Cliff in the parking lot of a strip club?
Yes.
Excellent. All right, but then from there, you said it got pretty hot and heavy.
Yeah, and so now I'm wondering, okay, we were out dating for a little bit, something, okay, did you get what you want, and that's not for you, and did you just, like, go, oh, okay, well, now I don't have to, talk to her. I mean, I met him in a strip club, so, I mean.
So you guys only went out that one time? Like, you didn't?
No, we went out, about three, four times.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. No, I got it, yeah, and stuff happened.
Like, it's been about maybe, like, two, three, four, but, I mean, it's been...
A month. Okay.
Months?
All right. Well,
yeah,
why don't we?
I mean, so this isn't like, oh yeah, by the way, blah blah blah. Okay, I mean, a strip club hookup, and then.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And how long has it been since you last heard from him, or since you guys last hooked up?
2 weeks.
Yikes.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Oh, I'm busy. Oh,
no.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Just giving you excuses.
We've heard them all before.
Yeah,
listen.
I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, let's call him right now and find out what's going on. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Listen on the line. Don't say a word. My man, Cliff.
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, what's up, Cliff? It's Mark K calling with Megan. There's two of us.
Hi, Cliff.
Hey, what do you guys want?
It's like, oh,
you know who we are.
Oh, you're familiar with our show?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
okay. Well,
don't sound so down about it.
I know. Geez.
We could be calling to give you a car.
Yeah.
Well, let's bring it on.
Okay, well, it's not a car. Yeah. Way to go, Mark.
Sorry.
What a jerk move. We're actually calling you about a chick that you've been hanging out with for the past few months named June. She says you're blowing her off. And she hit us up and was like, why is this happening? So now we are...
Hitting you up to find out why it's happening.
Exactly.
So what you want to know about her?
Well, why don't you want to see her anymore?
Yeah.
To be honest with you, man. She's just insecure, she's not supportive, and she's not tolerant of other people. You know, I can't deal with that. And then she's transphobic. That's crazy.
She's transphobic?
Yeah, transphobic. I mean, this is 2015. Let's get with the program.
Oh, really?
Are you a transsexual, Cliff?
No, but somebody in my family is, you know, they like that.
I'm sorry, what? What?
Wait a minute, hold up. Why is she on the phone?
Oh, Cliff, well, as a listener to our show, we just assumed you knew. She's with us as well to find out the truth about why you're blowing her off.
I mean,
someone in your family is transsexual?
Yeah, and what's the problem?
No. I didn't know.
June, are you transphobic?
No, well, I mean, I'm not transphobic. I don't get it.
No, I think you are, because the day we was talking about Bruce... Caitlin, or whatever her name is.
Oh, I see where this
just
is going.
Off on a bench like that.
Okay, all right. Hang on. Hey, how did this come about, Cliff? How did you find this out?
Well, we were just, drinking and smoking and carrying on, just having a general conversation.
Okay.
And
yeah.
All of a sudden, the subject of Caitlin, Bruce Jenner, whatever his name is, came up, and the expression on her face was like, ugh. I'm like, what's that about? I can't deal with people like that.
Is that true, June? Do you really feel that
way? I didn't say it like that. I remember that guy. I recall that conversation. I was saying, yeah. for me, I said, oh, I go, I don't get it, especially in his or in her case, because I think that there's so many people that deserve more recognition than I think they're
okay.
doing for money. Yeah, because
right. But like, do you not agree with that? Like as a whole, or are you transphobic?
I have mixed feelings about it.
Okay.
Okay.
And Cliff, you said that somebody you know in your family is transsexual.
Yeah, my brother, sister, whatever you want to call them right now. But that's in my family, and I can't bring her around my family like that.
Right.
And she has this phobia about people who are transgenders. It's not right.
June, that's something that you refuse to bend on? You wouldn't be willing to try to accept something if you really liked someone? Or
I didn't say anything. I'm sorry about your sister. I didn't.
Oh, but now that you realize it's my sister, now you have another feeling?
Well, yeah, because I'm sorry. In this case, I think they're doing it. He's doing it for money.
So, June, you just found out today that Cliff's brother is transsexual, or Cliff's sister is transsexual. You didn't know that beforehand when you were making the comments about Caitlyn Jenner.
No, and I probably would say it again about Caitlyn Jenner, because that situation is really frustrating me, because I'm like, no.
I kind of feel like all the situations are the same. If you're transgender, then you're transgender. It doesn't matter.
He's doing it for millions.
I
think it's a double standard.
I disagree with that.
Dude, I know friends that have actually gone through this.
Okay.
Well, if you have friends going through it, why'd you make a hideous face when he brought up Caitlyn Jenner?
And then she's passing judgment on the guy talking about you doing it for money.
Cliff, were you 100% supportive, like right out of the gate when your sister
transitioning?
Yeah, it kind of like baffled me for a moment because, you know, my brother.
So you had probably a similar reaction to June.
Not to that extreme. I mean, this is my brother.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe after a while you could be cool again with June if you maybe went out with. I mean, you guys seem to have had a good time so far.
I don't think it's gonna flow like that, man. Because first impression is the last impression.
All right, hang on 1 second, then Cliff. 340-9595 800-475-9595. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass.